It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. Today, we're going to one of my favorite places. I say that all the time, but wine places are just great places, you know. Anyway, in California, we're going to Sonoma, and we're specifically visiting the Buena Vista vineyard, where Buena Vista was planting grapes and making wine long, long before there was even a wine industry in California. They started their production in 1857. So certainly a real forerunner in the industry in California. But today we're specifically going to be tasting their Angel Z 2016 Zinfandel, which is a blend of 87% Zinfandel, 10% Petit Syrah, which is just traditionally known as a dark red, teeth-staining purple grape, and a little bit of Angelica, 3% Angelica, which is a traditional grape used for the mission wines out west, planted by the Spanish priests for their for use in mass and that sort of thing. So it's nice that there's a little traditional grape going on there. And of course, the Zinfandel, as many of you know, was brought over by Italians originally, known as Primitivo grapes, before it was called Zinfandel. But this is such a quintessential American wine. Zinfandels typically are bold and forthright and lots of fruit and maybe a little bit high alcohol, all the things that Americans love. So I think it's always a fun wine to turn to when you're doing barbecue, or now that it's turning more like summer and we're doing some entertaining with friends. Zinfandels are just a fun, traditional American wine. So enough of that. Let's taste it. First, I have it open in the glass. Beautiful garnet color. I can barely see through it. It's that concentrated, so I know there's going to be a lot of flavor packed in this glass. And I bring my nose to it. I'm getting wonderful smells of very dark fruit, a little mocha, caramel nose in there. Yeah, lovely vanilla, spicy notes in the nose. And I mean, I'm enjoying this and not even haven't even brought it to my lips yet. Wonderful, big fruit up front. Nice tannins balancing that. More of that caramel mocha thing going on, a little tobacco. But the body is a little lighter than I would have thought, so which is interesting. It brings it, it keeps it from packing a big, opulent, overwhelming punch. I think it's a nicely balanced body against that fruitiness. A little bit of tannins, not a lot, very smooth, long kind of finish, a little bit of raspberry, again, more of that vanilla, creamy caramel thing going on, maybe a little creme brulee in the finish. A lovely wine. Is 2016, but I think it's ready to drink right now. This is not a wine maybe that's designed for aging, but for enjoying either by itself, or like I mentioned before, this would be a great wine to have when you're firing up the barbecue. So this is the 2016 Buena Vista Angel Z Zinfandel.